This is Decoded Datebook for July 2nd. In 1946, a surplus World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane was purchased by the Aeronautics Department of Montana State College for $1 and placed on display on the university campus in Bozeman, Montana. In 1965, the Mustang was sold and hauled away, eventually ending up in a junkyard in Billings, Montana. It was later displayed in front of the Billings Veterans Foreign Wars, VFW, for several years. In 1970, it was donated to the Confederate Air Force and trucked to Texas. The Confederate Air Force later changed its name to the Commemorative Air Force and today has one of the world's largest collections of vintage flying military aircraft. Restoration of the plane began in 1983, and it was transported to Fleming Field in South St. Paul, Minnesota. The decision was made to dedicate the P-51 restoration to the Tuskegee Airmen, the African-American aviators trained in Tuskegee, Alabama, during World War II. The effort became known as the Red Tail Project because these pilots flew fighters that were well known for their bright red tails. The wings were restored by Bob Odegaard in Kindred, North Dakota. The aircraft's fuselage was rebuilt by Jerry Beck of Tri-State Aviation in Wahpeton, North Dakota. After restoration, the first flight was performed by Jerry Beck on May 10, 2001. Then, on this date, in 2001, the Tuskegee Mustang red-tailed fighter was unveiled at Fleming Field. The ceremony was attended by veteran Tuskegee Airman pilot Roscoe Brown. The aircraft became the signature plane honoring the Tuskegee Airmen, and its recognizable red tail drew crowds and media attention wherever it appeared across the United States. The plane has two names, Tuskegee Airmen and By Request. By Request was the name of Benjamin O. Davis Jr.'s personal aircraft and referred to bomber crews requesting red tail fighters to provide air cover because of their reputation for diligently protecting bombers. It is often said that not one bomber was lost to enemy fighters while under the protection of the Tuskegee Red Tails. Unfortunately, the Tuskegee Airmen was heavily damaged in a crash near Red Wing, Minnesota in May of 2004. Jerry Beck of Wahpeton once again took on the task of restoring the damaged aircraft. Restoration was completed in July of 2009, and Tuskegee Airmen has participated in air shows across the nation ever since as a tribute to the African-American air crews who served during World War II. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Scott Nelson. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.